fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Thursday, the 30th day of March. Prepper tip of the day. If you use reading glasses yourself, if you have people in your group that use reading glasses, if you may have guests or unexpected guests that may need reading glasses in the future, well, now would be the time to stock up. Right now, with Amazon.com and other ways, you can get reading glasses relatively inexpensively, pretty easily and quickly. During a long-term crisis, that's not going to happen. And if you need reading glasses to not only read but to do fine work, such as possibly work on a firearm, do some medical work, do some repairs with small parts, having reading glasses is not optional. So the proper tip of the day is to stock up on reading glasses, as many as you can afford, in all the different magnifications. They come in about 10 or 12 different magnifications. I don't have that number in front of me. And do that now while you can. Even if you don't need them yourself, they would be great for guests or unexpected guests and as a highly desirable barter item, because in a long-term crisis, people that need glasses will certainly trade something of value to have access to those glasses. That's your proper tip of the day. We have back for a second hour here Tim Spencer. Tim is a husband, father, grandfather, rancher, veteran U.S. Navy Submarine Corps, and proprietor of the excellent website ruralsurvival.info. Tim, we you and I continue to stay tuned to these geopolitical matters.
Right.
It's funny how they can bubble to the surface, such as the Ukraine, for example, will bubble to the surface and be also big news for a news cycle or two, and then go away. And the same thing happens with Middle East matters, with Korea, and so forth. And we've come to recognize these as something that we can depend on as being part of routine, can't we?
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely correct. You know, 2 years ago this time, or actually 2 years and a month ago, I fully believed that if World War III was going to start, it was going to start in the Ukraine. You know, this is before Trump ever was thought of for running president, running for president. You know, with Obama pushing the way he was, backing Russia into a corner, you know, I really thought, man, if it's going to start, this is where it's going to happen. And I said that. But it's funny how in 2 years the things can change. Now we see with Trump's administration that the Ukrainian government is not near as bold as it was 2 years ago. You know, now they're just holding their, what they call it, their line of, I forgot, the no man's land. They're just holding
right.
that line.
Right.
And
right.
They're not being aggressive like they were. So now where do I think World War III is most likely to start? South China Sea. You know, so, yeah, things change. You know, same story, different geographic location.
Right, right. Well, and that's the way it is. Not that there's anything you and I can do about it. We're just a couple of barefoot hillbillies here in the Ozarks.
Right.
But what we can do is help ensure the safety and security of the people we care about, right?
Exactly. And that is what my 100% focus is on. Now, I'm not going to admit, I'm not going to lie, but I am fairly discouraged right now and irritated and frustrated with myself. Because of my lack of physical ability to do anything. But I know that will pass. I just hope it passes before all hell breaks loose.
Right, well.
You know, by the way, John, I want to do a shout-out real quick, buddy.
Right.
You know, I might not have said it publicly. I know I should have. But I want to do a shout-out to my wife, Lori, my daughter, Nikisha, because 2 weeks ago yesterday, they quite literally saved my life. And there's no greater amount of pride I don't think a man can have than to know one of his children has actively participated to save his life. I just wanted to say that.
Well, thank you, sir, and we appreciate that thought, and God bless your wife and daughter for taking the action they did and saving your life.
I don't know if I told you or not, but I actually quit breathing that morning.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
That's the reason I'm saying that. Yeah,
I didn't hear that part.
I actually quit breathing.
Okay, so there was some CPR performed?
Yeah, there was something, I don't know, I don't remember, but they kept me breathing, I know that.
Okay.
So I'm assuming it was CPR, yeah.
Well, yeah, we just, our preparedness group just had a CPR training session just last month, and we're on a one-year cycle of doing these various training modalities, CPR, first aid, suturing, map and compass, communications, carbine class. We're going to have we had a hand-to-hand combat class last year, and we're covering all the bases that we can think of. Our next training session will be a medicinal herb and wild edible walk at a organic farm nearby. Yeah. A young woman is very highly qualified in that area, and it'll be a great afternoon. It'll be a Sunday afternoon.
Wow.
So, yeah, absolutely. But training is something that you and I both encourage people to do, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. The time that you are under stress or under pressure to accomplish something is not the time to learn it. You know, the same thing, like when you're in the Army, let's talk about basic training. They taught you how to fire how to shoot a rifle, okay? The reason they taught you there instead of saying, you'll pick it up on the battlefield was you don't have time to learn when you're in combat. And the same thing applies, in my opinion, to, you know, stitching somebody up, stopping bleeding. You don't have time to practice, you know, when every second counts. You know, it needs to be second nature.
That's right. That's right. So there's an old saying among infantrymen, the more you sweat on the training field, the less you bleed on the battlefield.
Absolutely. 1,000% true.
And good combat commanders, they know this. And they train hard. And they push their men hard. And they're the ones who have the greatest chance of bringing the most men home in one piece, aren't they?
Absolutely correct. Now, I can even take this to the submarine level. During off cruise, okay, we had blue and gold crews on boomers, SSBMs. About 2 out of the 3 months, even you take it to the lowest ranking guy on the submarine, the guys that drive the boat, you know, they had 2 months in simulators out of 3 for what they call tactics team trainer. teaching what to do when a another submarine fired a torpedo, teaching what to do, for any of these, evading Soviet destroyers, stuff like that. And it was drilled and drilled and drilled. But I was on one of the hottest running crews there was in the whole Navy, John.
Uh-huh. And how was that determined?
What they call battle efficiency tests, where they would take you out to sea and they'd run drills and computer simulations and all that.
Right,
we were one
right.
of the highest rated. In fact, I got three consecutive what they call battle E ribbons, basically excellence in battle. And I got three consecutive awards of that. You know, not because of mine, but I mean, this is something given to the whole crew.
Right.
You know, we were
right.
that good. What it means is, in that fleet, in the Atlantic fleet, we were the best there was three training cycles in a row.
If we have any Navy veterans who have served with women on submarines, I would love to hear from them. Give us a call at 800-313-9443. Navy veterans who serve with women on surface ships, which goes back quite a few more years. The women on submarines has only been, 2 or 3 years now?
I think about 3 years. I know that the first chief petty officer was called, female chief petty officer, qualified in submarines like 4 or 5 months ago, maybe 6 months ago now. And, I love to hear what some of the guys on boats are having to put up with over this. I know sailors are very resilient, but, let me put it like this. There was a time, 20, 35 years ago, John, when if you said you were sending a woman to sea on a submarine and that submarine was scheduled to submerge while the men were, or while it was at sea, you would have probably most of the seaman gang, half of A gang, which is the machinist mates, suddenly decide they couldn't go out to sea. They were sick. They had appendicitis. They had a bad back. Or some of the A-gangers just simply were too drunk. But they'd figure out a way not to go to sea because they sincerely believed that if a woman went down on a submarine, that submarine wasn't going to come back up. They really believed that.
Right, right. Well, now we have, the diagnostic procedures to become a member of the U.S. Navy in the Submarine Corps, we're talking very healthy, very fit young men and women in the prime of their life, in their 20s and 30s, most of them late teens sometimes,
right.
Healthy, attractive young women, healthy, handsome young men, put inside a tin box for 6 months. And
right.
people wonder why the young men will attempt to see these women without their clothes on. And these young men know every square inch, every cubic inch of that submarine, and they figure out a way to hide cameras in the women's area where they're taking showers and photograph them and video them. And we're shocked that young men would do such a thing, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. Well, like you said, just to qualify in submarines, you got to know every square inch of that submarine. You have to. And, I could easily see, as small as cameras are today, oh, man, not that I had any interest doing that now. Maybe I did when I was 18. I don't know. But, yeah, there's places I could go to get a camera inside the head, where the showers are, and place it in such a manner nobody would ever see it. In fact, you actually could go underneath where all the plumbing is and squeeze through all that.
Exactly. So, yep. Well, these aircraft carriers have what, 4,000 plus sailors on them?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't know that much about them. I just call them targets, John.
No.
I truly don't know that much about them.
Well, they've integrated the women, and I know that the women, there's many, many things that women simply can't do. When it comes to firefighting, for example, the women can't perform. When it comes to carrying an injured sailor up or down a ladder, what do they call a ladder in the Navy?
A ladder,
okay, because you've got so many different terminologies. They can't do that, and many other things. Which leads to a whole host of issues. My friend Command Sergeant Major Page, who's been with me on this show a number of times, he can lecture you for a solid hour and barely take a breath about all the issues bringing women into the Army. The degradation of combat readiness, the degradation of esprit de corps, it's the thought in the first place of intentionally putting young women in harm's way. That's counterintuitive to Western civilization, isn't it, Tim?
It is. It really and truly is. Now, another thing about women on submarines I've often thought about, I don't think I ever verbalized it, but I'm sure you've seen the old World War II movies where the captain comes running to the con and nothing but his skivvy shorts and flip-flops.
Oh, sure.
I wonder how that would work with women on board.
Well, I remember during the Tet Offensive, my captain came running to the roof where I was in his skivvies with a flak jacket and a M3 grease gun. And I think he may have had a helmet on, too. It was quite a sight. Quite a sight. And the shell casings from the helicopters were dropping all around us from the helicopter right above us. And it was pretty intense. And he figured out what was going on pretty good. And it was reassuring to have him there, even if he wasn't his skivvies.
Right.
as the Viet Cong were attacking the 4th Corps command center, about 400 yards away from us, I guess it was.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Different times, different situations.
Oh, yeah.
I recall 20s, it was been in the mid-90s, they did an exercise in Korea, a practice drill for the troops there, where they had to evacuate. And they had turmoil and chaos because the male soldiers were taking extra measures to protect the female soldiers during this evacuation.
And
it screwed up everything because of the American soldiers' natural inclination to protect the female soldiers.
Right. And you have to fight that, or a person would have to fight that, John, to be proficient in battle. You know, what do? You do let them sit there and die, you know, which is what you're supposed to do, or do you risk your own life and your men's lives or your people's lives by going back and grabbing a hold of this straggler, or the female, you know, which is the right thing to do is the big question.
Right, right. Well, it's an ongoing problem. I thought when they began these wars after 2001, that the American public would see the women coming back in body bags, see them coming back missing arms and legs, and that would be the end of it. But it turned out it wasn't, was it?
No, it wasn't, and it really surprised me. You know, I don't know what the ratio was between men and women getting injured in Afghanistan. I do know my son was assigned a couple of women when he was there, when they were out doing what we don't talk about on the radio. But, you know, he actually made friends with a couple of these women that he really thought a lot of. But, of course, these were very strong women. But as far as what the ratio is, I'm not sure. I know at the VA in Poplar Bluff, I have seen at least either two or three females that were amputees from Afghanistan. And the only reason I knew they were in Afghanistan because all three of them were, you know, wearing these black ball caps with the ribbons on it that said Afghanistan veteran or whatever it was. They said Operation whatever
right,
it was.
Right, right.
You know, so I've met two or three of them. One I actually talked to, very nice young lady. Had two kids, you know, but she was missing her right leg from about the knee down. And she flat out told me it was an IED. I said, I forgot exactly what I said. I think I said it sucks to be you in a nice way, in a well-meaning way, sort of a joke.
Right,
way.
Right, right, right. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
I was introduced to this remarkable product, Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies, and to say it's amazing is an understatement. Balance of Nature provides the nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and veggies per day, and the cost to the consumer for 9 to 11 servings is about 22 cents per serving, as opposed to over a dollar in the store. Balance of Nature Fruits and Veggies helps boost the immune system by over 720%, and they also provide a health coach for you at no charge, to guide you with any questions you may have. And you can also visit their website for testimonials on balanceofnature.com. So take steps to give yourself better overall health and call them now, toll free, at 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751, or go to balanceofnature.com right now. Make sure to let them know you heard it here by using promo code TALK for a special discount. That's balanceofnature.com, and use promo code TALK.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I was talking to Wes Peters the other day, and he continues to amaze me at the diligence that he brings to the table, the knowledge he brings to the table, and he really looks forward to helping all of you to understand and clarify your goals and achieve your goals. Right now, if you go to my website at thelibertyman.com, scroll down to the Swiss America tile there on the left side, you'll see all the brand new articles as of today. Wall Street's Fear Index drops the most in about 5 months as Trump spooks Market Watch, and many more. It's peace of mind knowing that Wes Peters has been doing this for 8 years, and Swiss America has been at it for 36 years. Go to my website, scroll down to the Swiss America tile, read what you need to read, and then call Wes Peters. Here's Wes's telephone number. It's 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 30th of March, visiting with Tim Spencer, the proprietor of RuralSurvival.info. Tim, I found an interesting military manual, the Special Forces Manual for Using Pack Animals. Yes. That's something a lot of our listeners could be very interested in, couldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I even took that manual and put it on the flash drive that we sell, added it to that, as well as putting it on your website for free download.
Right.
So,
it's a book. It's a little more than 200, just more over 200 pages, 210, 220 pages, the Special Forces use of pack animals. The more I learn about mules and donkeys, the more respect I have for them. They're quite the resourceful and useful animal, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, and resourceful. You better have a lock on your feed shed if they have access to it. Like a padlock, because they can do everything short of picking a lock to get at that feed.
Amazing.
They
absolutely
are
amazing.
Smart.
Yep. Smart animals and very hardy, tough animals. And
yes.
And in a certain situation, it could be really good to have around. Well, Tim, one of the things you advocate at ruralsurvival.info, and one of the things you help people do there, is to establish and run a hobby farm, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Because to me, a hobby farm gives the average person the greatest, the greatest self-sufficiency, not having to depend on somebody else. You know, that to me, the greatest freedom, I guess, is what I want to say, to feed yourself, to take care of yourself. Every aspect of your life can be provided for pretty much right there, you know, on a hobby farm.
Right.
Not necessarily luxuries.
Right. Now, a hobby farm, ladies and gentlemen, is where the products produced could be eggs, fruit, vegetables, meat, are meant to be consumed by the people running the farm. Obviously, if you got extra produce and you could certainly sell it at the local farmer's market, but that's not the primary
right.
goal. The primary goal is to have food products for consumption by the people that live and work there, isn't it?
Yes, that is the primary goal. And what we try to do, we have sold some stuff occasionally, but with the meat and produce that we grow, if we have extra, what we do is can it for the next year in case we have a bad year. Or in the case like I have right now, I'm not going to be able to do anything for many months in the garden. In fact, as soon as I'll be out of this cage on my leg, we'll be well after everything's already harvested.
Right,
so we're
right.
probably going to get into some of the stuff this winter that we canned 2 or 3 and 4 years ago.
Right. And that's the way it should be. That's the purpose served by canning, is to put back food for future use. Absolutely,
right.
That's the way it should be. Yes, of course. Well, a little side note here, a segue. I just learned this morning that a common food preservative that you routinely see on packaged foods, it's illegal to put it in pet food. But it's still authorized by the FDA for consumption by human beings. It's BHT, Bravo Hotel Tango.
Right.
Very common food preservative. It's illegal. It's against the law to put it in dog and cat food, but it's okay for humans to eat it.
Yeah, figure that one out.
Well, it's the lobby. It's the money. You follow the money trail.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
It's a cheap, effective food preservative, and the food manufacturers don't want to give it up.
Right. Yeah.
It's a shame. Right. It's a shame. Now, I also read that General Mills stopped putting BHT in their cereals just 2 years ago in 2015, but many, many food processors continue to use BHT, that's Bravo Hotel Tango, in their foods. And I know that whenever I fail to look at labels when I'm in the supermarket, I usually and frequently regret it. But I'll be paying attention now for BHT, Bravo Hotel Tango, as a food preservative in the foods that I buy. And I want to encourage everybody to do the same thing. And everybody, I want to encourage everybody to cut back on their sugar intake. It's more and more we're learning that sugar just causes more problems than it solves. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888 702-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I've worked with men and women involved in the high-end shelters for years. With the Ozark Survival Homestead, you get things that you don't get with the high-end shelters. You get a opportunity to be in the bunker, of course. You also get a home, a 60 by 90 lot. You get your storable food, your livestock share, your garden, greenhouse share, your seed bank share. One person to have everything they need, right at $25,000. For a family of three, $37,000. You really need to check this out. It's very unique. At my website, you'll see the Ozark Survival Homesteads on the left side of my homepage. Go there, read that one page, fill out the form with your name, your email address, and your telephone number, and I will forward that to the guys and gals at the Ozark Survival Homesteads. Check it out. You'll be very glad you did. Thank you very much.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 30th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. My little project, which I'm not aware of anybody else doing this. I don't know everything. A lot of it goes on in alternative media. My project of working with my listeners to locate images of North America with new coastlines is taking off like a rocket, seems like. We had a slow start for more than a year. First, one of my listeners found the original Godfather film with an image of North America with new coastlines. And nothing new came along for way more than a year, probably more like 2 years. And then a couple of months ago, somebody found a TV show from 1957. And now, just in the last week, we've got several new films. We've got Superman, Superman Returns, A Brilliant Mind, and Hunger Games.
I posted the Hunger Games this morning, John, that picture.
Yeah.
So that's on your site now.
Yeah, and every one of them is smoking guns. This is not somebody's internet dream, somebody sitting in their pajamas in their mother's basement making stuff up. These are mainstream Hollywood productions going back 60 years, where these images are appearing, some of which have no relationship to the storyline whatsoever. The Highway Patrol image did not. The Vatican image did not. At least the Hunger Games played that map played a role in the storyline, but nevertheless, here's my offer to all of you out there, because I think we found what's the count now? Six productions.
I've got four posted. The other two I must not have yet.
Well, we got Highway Patrol, The Godfather, two Supermans, the Brilliant Mind, and Hunger Games. That sounds like six.
All right. It is. So, I guess I don't have a Brilliant Mind posted yet the Supermans.
I've got a Brilliant Mind coming from Netflix. You and I will need to talk about the technical details of how to figure out how
it's easy. Called Screenshot. Well, very simple.
Okay, well, I'll be educated on that. And we'll get those posted. So here's my offer to all of you listening. If they've done it six times since the last 60 years, why not 20 times? There's hundreds of thousands of hours of movies and TV shows the last 60 years. If you can find another image on a TV show or a movie of North America with new coastlines, you get that to me, and you get your choice of any of John Moore's DVDs. There's other DVDs I sell that aren't mine. I'm talking about my four DVDs. You get your choice of any of those, and I will mail it to you as my gift and my thank you to you for finding more of these images. They're out there. I'm absolutely convinced they're out there, aren't you, Tim?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just since you put out that call, four new ones, I mean, that right there tells you something.
Right. Now, here's something. I had lunch with a friend yesterday, and I looked him straight in the eye. His name's Ed. I said, Ed, since that doctor pulled you out of your mother, turned you upside down, smacked you on your bottom, everything you've ever seen, everything you've ever heard is part of your subconscious mind. And
correct.
He looked at me and he said, of course. Of course it is, John. Of course it is. So that's what's happening now. Most of us have seen The Hunger Games. It's a pretty recent movie. Wildly, hundreds of millions of people worldwide have seen this movie. Hundreds of millions worldwide. And, of course, probably 100 million or more Americans have seen that film. But that I'm not sure how long that image flashed on the screen, but that image is in everybody's subconscious that saw that image, isn't it, Tim?
Yes, absolutely it is. Whether they know it or not, it's there.
Now, I can describe the image. It's from the Hunger Games. It shows North America, with North America broken up into 13 districts. And you can see the East Coast is gone for about 50 to 100 miles inland. Florida is just absolutely gone. Mississippi, Alabama, Louisiana, about half of those states is underwater. The first 80 or 90 miles of Texas is underwater. The West Coast takes damage 25 to 50 miles inland, all up and down the west coast of the United States. One thing they don't show is the inland sea, but that's okay.
Right.
The map is there, and it's this is smoking gun evidence, isn't it, Tim?
It is. It's smoking gun evidence of predictive programming, at least.
Yes.
You know, which is something that here in the past couple of years, I've become a very firm believer in.
Now, it's been said many times in the alternative media that the powers that be, the elites that really run things, they have a compulsion based on their spiritual, ethical, moral beliefs. They have to give us warnings of things that are going to happen before they happen, don't they?
Yes, exactly. And we have seen this demonstrated over and over again.
We have. Absolutely, we have. We've got a caller on hold here. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave. We lost Dave. Dave, if you want to call back, you're welcome to. And Dave, I got your message. I'll call you back later today. I forgot. I usually at the bottom of the hour, I do a promotion for the energy cleaner. Ladies and gentlemen, you need an energy cleaner. Go to my website, check it out, and buy it. That's the bottom line. You'll get your life back. I mean, I have a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you're risking nothing. $285 to get your life back? What's that? Wake up pain-free after a great night's sleep. Sounds like a good deal to me. In fact, my friend Ed, I had lunch with yesterday, he says, John, I need to learn more about that energy cleaner. And he's getting to the point where the predictable things that happen to a normal American eating a standard American diet, sad for short, start kicking in. He's in his early 50s. And, you know, most Americans, they have what appears to be health up to a certain point, and then the consequences of consumption of too much sugar, too much dairy products, alcohol, tobacco, whatever it might be, starts kicking in around age 50 with a vengeance.
You ain't kidding, it does, buddy.
Yeah, yeah. But the energy cleaner will help, along with dietary changes and attitude changes and so forth. So check out the energy cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. This whole thing with diet, you know, I spend a lot of time on health-related matters. The population of Guatemala has less problems with health than Americans do. I mean,
oh yeah,
Guatemala is a third world country with dirt roads and no telephones and no electricity for much of the country. And you know, granted, their capital city, I'm sure, is a beautiful place with all the modern conveniences, but most of Guatemala is jungle with dirt roads and no electricity, and they have a healthier population than we do.
Sure they do, and the reason is simple. They eat what they grow. It's not processed food, John. You know, I spent time in Guatemala. Now, true, it was 40 years ago. But, you know, yeah, they had little neighborhood grocery stores and stuff like that. But from what I saw, at least at the time 40 years ago, it was acted as much as like a farmer's market or an exchange as it did as a grocery store. You know, the farmers would bring in their extra and sell it and, you know, trade out for maybe processed sugar or ground corn flour that was already, you know, already bagged up. But, yeah, they eat a natural diet, not the, you know, stuff from the grocery store like most of us do.
Right, right. Well, when I was in Vietnam, of course, there was a curfew that was lifted maybe about an hour before dawn or so. In normal times, and the vendors bring in fresh fish, fresh meat, fresh fruits and vegetables. They would all be lined up at the blockade, waiting for the curfew to be lifted, so they could rush to their vendor stalls in the market in the city there to sell their fresh fish and produce and meat and fish and so forth, One of the things I noticed about the Vietnamese teenagers, almost none of them had any acne because they didn't eat all the sugar concentrated sugar foods that American teenagers do. Amish children don't have acne either because they don't load up on all the sugary foods that American teenagers do. But most of our health is diet related, isn't it, Tim?
It is. I would say a majority of it is. You know, I look at my own case for an example. Until I was 40 years old, I really didn't pay attention at all to what I ate. And now it's, you know, anything I eat that we didn't grow, you can believe I'm reading the contents before I eat it. You know,
right.
I'll give you an example. Bread. There is an incredible amount of sugar in store-bought bread.
Right.
It's ridiculous. You know, things you don't even think about.
Right, right. And there's wheat and tomato soup.
Right, there is. Yeah.
Easier for a thickener. My wake-up call was a little bit earlier in years. I about 20, 25, 26, I was getting involved in my career as an investigator, and somehow, some way, I came across the knowledge that I needed to change how I was eating. Because if I had not, if I continued eating the way I did when I was 24, 25 years old, I would either be a 250-pound diabetic or I'd be dead. There would be no third option. Because I look at my peers, my classmates from high school, and many of them are either 250-pound diabetics or they're dead.
Correct.
And this is a heads up for all you folks out there. You know, change the way you eat, and you can change your health.
Oh, that's for sure, John.
I made a short list yesterday of the foods that no human being should consume yesterday for my friend I had lunch with. And I handed it to him, and I said, he looked at it and he says, these are most of the things I eat. And I says, yeah, they probably are. You need to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all soft drinks. It doesn't matter what they are. All soft drinks.
I agree.
The diet sodas are the worst, but all soft drinks. All artificial sweeteners. And if it says no added sugar, that probably means it's got an artificial sweetener in it, most likely.
Yeah, it most likely does. Americans have this thing about everything they eat needing to be sweetened.
Right. The food processors, they're just meeting demand. My wife, Dr. Moore, I know she's listening right now. Good morning, dear. Sugar stimulates the same part of the brain that cocaine does.
And I didn't know that.
Well, how about that? Yeah, you know, it lights up. You eat sugar. You know, they got ways of measuring it these days with their very diagnostic tools, and they can tell where the synapses is and what's lighting up inside the brain. When you eat sugar, it lights up the same part of the brain that cocaine does.
And I had no clue.
And it is. It's not. I don't believe it's physically addictive, but it is psychologically addictive. So people are drawn to it, and they get a psychological addiction. And the food manufacturers understand this, and they count on that to help increase their sales by adding sugar.
I bet they do.
You know, sweet tea is huge. It's a growing. You know, 25 years ago, you couldn't find sweet tea this far north, but you can now. It's one of those things that's slowly migrating north. But you read the directions. Yeah. You read the directions how they make sweet tea. It's breathtaking how much sugar goes into sweet tea.
Well, I know the way my wife used to make it when we first got married. Now, she doesn't do this anymore. It used to be 4 cups of sugar to 1 gallon of tea.
Well, that's 1 cup per quart.
That's exactly right.
That's breathtaking.
No, she doesn't do that anymore. The wife and kids still drink sweet tea, but it's more like a cup per gallon, you know, so at least it's way cut down.
I know about once a month or so, the waitress where I might have lunch someplace will inadvertently bring me sweet tea, and I'll sip it, and it almost makes me gag.
Yeah.
And, you know, I go to lunch with some of the guys on a Friday, and there's 5 or 6 of them, and they all have health issues. Every one of them has health issues. And the ones that don't drink the sweet tea.
Right. Oh, I absolutely believe that. You know, John, something more, you know, we're talking about sweeteners and sugar and all that. My little escapade in the hospital last week, I got to talking with one of the RNs about artificial sweeteners. Because she brought in a can of lemon lime diet soda for me or something like that. And I asked her, I said, do you know, well, I didn't drink it. I said, do you know what this stuff does to your brain? And she's, no. I said, look it up. Next day she came in and she said, I'm never drinking another diet soda again.
Well, good for her. That's what we do. What we do here on radio, instead of waking up one person at a time, like you did with that one-on-one interaction with that nurse, we wake up thousands at a time.
Exactly.
And that was when I got started in radio in 1995, that was my goal. I was doing speaking engagements around St. Louis to 20 and 30 and 50 people at a time. And it occurred to me, well, this is great. This is helpful. But why not talk to thousands of people at a time instead of 20, 30, or 50.
Exactly right.
And there's an assumption, and it's wrong. It's wrong, 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 that if it's packaged up and looks attractive on the supermarket shelf, that it has to be okay to eat, that the government is looking out for us, that it's safe, it can cause no harm. Right, Tim?
Yeah, well, that is the perception. It's a very wrong perception, but that is the perception.
Now, there is a free download at my website, Artificially Sweetened Times. It's under free downloads. I believe it's 19 pages. It's a It's a compilation of multiple articles, most of them dealing with aspartame, but some of the other artificial sweeteners as well. But there was a scientist given the assignment at the FDA to approve aspartame for humans to consume. He did his research, and he came back with his findings that no, human beings should not consume it. Well, he was fired. The next scientist given the same assignment, he came to the same conclusions. He was fired. Well, by the time they got the third guy, he smelled the coffee and woke up. Oh, if I do the right thing, my pension and my career are out the window. So he approved it for human consumption. Now, that's kind of a Reader's Digest version of that part of that one little article. But the scientists figured out pretty quick that human beings should not consume aspartame, which is the most widely used artificial sweetener. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. Hey there. Quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
Thursday, the 30th March, visiting with Tim Spencer, the proprietor of ruralsurvival.info. Well, Tim, you're always looking for new authors at ruralsurvival.info, aren't you, sir?
Yeah, we are. In fact, if anybody's interested in writing on any subject that can help people, either on a hobby farm or just general life hacks. Email me, office@ruralsurvival.info. Let me know what you got, and we'll talk, and odds are we'll get you published.
Absolutely. Well, this is your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. It's fun to be a published author. It will help your career because employers and potential employers like to know that their potential employees and current employees have interests other than watching professional sports.
Right.
And to top it off, the possibility exists that you could become an author of books, just like Steve Whitman, who got his start at ruralsurvival.info, didn't he?
Yeah, the best of my knowledge, that's where he got his start, John. I think he was an engineer before he became a fish guide, but he is one of these writers that just has the uncanny ability to tell a story. I've got or three of his books sitting here now for, you know, in my reading quay, which I hope I can get to soon.
Yeah, well, I'm working my way through one. I'll probably finish it up today or tomorrow, depending on my schedule. But one of the things he has that's difficult for most writers is the ability to handle dialogue. Dialogue is one of the more difficult things for writers, but he's got that down pretty good.
Excellent.
Yeah. So look at think about what things you might know. Write about what you know. It could be any number of things involving childcare, growing food, storing food, preparing food, maybe taking care of fruit trees or grape arbor, any type of construction project. Just a long, long list of things that would be helpful around a hobby farm, right, Tim?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, John. I mean, most of the areas you mentioned we're actually lacking in. One of the things I'd love somebody to write on is maintaining a water well. We don't have anything on that.
That would be good.
I'd love to have somebody write on that one.
That would be good. Well, we're almost out of time here. I don't want to be cut off by the music. Your ongoing mantra is what, sir?
Situational awareness. That's what it will always be until my dying day. Situational awareness, folks.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's so easy. That's the thing that gets me. It's so easy to practice it.
It is. It is. And you need to do that, and I certainly second that motion that people work on their situational awareness and become very good at it and practice it so that you can avoid trouble. That would be a really good thing for everybody, wouldn't it, Tim?
Yeah, it would. And, most cases in my life, I'd say 90%+. And I'm sure it's the same with you, 90% of the time, you can literally see trouble coming, literally.
Right.
Watching people's
body movement. If you have
situational
awareness. Right.
Right.
Exactly.
You know. Hey, there
Tim,
it is,
thank
buddy.
You.
Been
we'll
a good show.
Talk privately. I appreciate your help. Talk to you soon.
All right. Take it easy, buddy.
That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition, never ever give your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.